Okay.
Is it always the same number?
Yeah, I think so.
It's
in there, I know, but I can pull them all these apostles off.
Yeah, and pauses.
Right. Okay. All right. Okay, let's see you around. This morning, we lay in Parshas Vayetze, and at the very end of the Sedra, Yaakov and Lavan have a kind of meeting, and they enter into a treaty of sorts. They make an arrangement with each other. As you know, Yaakov decides to go back there to Israel after he's had many children and worked for Lavan for a long while. He wants to go back there to Israel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to him and tells him it's time to go back there to Israel. And he kind of sneaks out. He disappears with his family without giving Lavan a chance to say goodbye. He didn't trust Lavan and so on, with good reason. And anyway, Lavan and his men chase after him. They catch up, and then they have a confrontation and a meeting at which they make a treaty, basically, and agree that they won't harm each other. And they set up some kind of a monument, a stone structure that serves kind of as a reminder or a declaration of this treaty. So Pesukim say at the end of the Sedra, in the first source, Perek Lamed Aleph, starting in Pasuk Nun Aleph, Vayomer Lavan LeYaakov, Hinei HaGala HaZev Enei HaMatzeva Asher Yorisi Beini Veinecho. Here is this stone monument and so on that I've set up. And he says in the base, Eid HaGala HaZev Eido HaMatzeva. This stone monument, this Matzeva, should serve as witnesses. Imani lo ever elecha es hagal hazeh. I will not cross past this point, and you will not cross past this point in the other direction to come back here at Lira'ah for a negative purpose. So that was the treaty. And then Pasuk Nun Gimel says, Elokei Avram v'Elokei Nachor yishpetu v'neinu Elokei Avraham v'yishova Yaakov b'fachad Avi Yitzhak. They both swear by their ancestors, Elokei Avram, or the God of the ancestors. Yaakov refers to Elokei Avram. Lavan refers to Elokei Nachor. That's, and I say, our gods, the ancestors of the gods of our ancestors, kind of be the judge between us. And it ends by saying, "Vayishova Yaakov befachad aviv Yitzchak." Yaakov swore by the fear of his father Yitzchak. An unusual expression. He swore befachad Yitzchak aviv. Actually, that's something that we say, you know, in the Slichas, and the Anenu, so we can say it towards the end of Anenu. We say, Anenu Elokei Avram, Anenu, Anenu Pachad Yitzchak, Anenu. Okay, so we actually have this phrase based on this pasuk. The Targum Unculus, source 2, the Targum Unculus gives you the probable pshat, right? Perkalam and Alapasuk Mim Gimel. Look at the end, it says, V'kayam Yaakov B'didachile Avue Yitzchak. He swore by the being, so to speak, that his father Yitzhak feared. It's just a way of saying a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It means a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Pachad Yitzhak means he whom Yitzhak feared, right? He whom Yitzhak had reverence or fear for. It means a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's how it works in that Slicha. So, okay, Anein Elokei Avram. Anein Pachad Yitzhak. Pachad Yitzhak means the God, right, whom his father Yitzhak feared. Okay, that's a simple shot.
That he was trying to get away from Elokei Nachor.
Right, okay, correct. The regeneration.
Nachor was an overthrow.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. But anyway.
There was nobody there. When
right, out. So therefore he said, Pachad Yitzchak. Good, Pachad of Yitzchak. But he took this oath. Now, it's interesting because there is a sefer, which I printed in source 4. I have the Pesukim, we'll see in a second, in source 3. There's a sefer called Bina L'itim, which is by Rabbi Azariah Fujo. Okay, it was an early Achon who wrote the drushes and so on. So in the Sefer Bina Le'itim in Drush Samach Zayin, he points out that in general, our ancestors, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, hesitated to swear at all. The Shir is called swearing to God. They hesitated to swear at all. Earlier in the Chumash, you look in the end of Parshas Vayera, the middle really of Parshas Vayera, it's written in Source 3. So in Parak Kafala, if we remember, in Pasuk of Beis, Vayiba Yisev, Amar Avimelech, Ofichol Saratuel Avram, Leimor Elokim, Yuchab, Ochor, Asher, Ta'aseh, Avimelech came with his general Fichol to speak to Avram, and he said, he asked him, Chav Gimel, Atohi Shovali, please swear to me that you won't lie to me and do harm to me and my ancestors on the land which you lived in here comfortably. And Avram agreed. Avram Anochi Shaveya. He agreed to swear. And a few psukim later, right, his God. Yeah. Right, rest you. Good. All true. Correct. And actually, the name gets its place. A few psukim later, Lamed Aleph, Al Kain Kala Mokamahu Ber Sheva. Kisham Nishbu Sheva, according to this approach, is from Sheva Shua, right? There, Sheva, because he swore over this. So the Bina Litim writes, we're going to refer to source 4. Kinilmod Kamava Kamachiadma of Tara Prishus, Lishome Mili Shava Afilu Bamashu Mutu Gomor, Beli Shum Chashash Iser. The Bina Litim says, we see from here that it's a good idea to stay away from swearing, even when it's completely mutter, there's no Iser, no lies involved, and so on, because we see from the story with Abimelech, right? Abimelech asked Avram to swear, and the way he interprets it is that in the third or fourth line there, Yerotzeh, Yodati kishela kosher ma'od ani shor meima. Okay, Abimelech is, I know that I'm asking you something which is difficult for you, because I know you don't want to swear usually. You stay away from it. Your relationship with your God, and you don't swear and so on, and you don't want to do it. But nevertheless, I'm asking you in this particular instance, and a few lines later it says, V'chein osa l'tzorach shah. So Avram, under the circumstances, to make peace and so on, agreed to do something he was uncomfortable with. Abimelech, according to this, Bino Itim, acknowledges it and knows it's uncomfortable for Avram to swear, but he asks him and he does it, okay? And he says, and that's why they named the place Beersheba, okay, because it was something unique. They took an oath. They named the city after that. No, the answer is because it was something so unique that Abimelech asked Avram and he agreed. Okay, and now if you look in the bottom, that's what it means. The last paragraph, by Yishova Yaakov b'fachad over Yitzchak, our pasuk. Okay, that's what pachad. Pachad Yitzchak means the oath, right? Refers to the oath. Yitzchak was generally afraid to take oaths. That's the idea. Kibli Sofik, he writes, Yitzchak al-Rasham mazir mitzvah gamkin l'borav Yishom eit Neshua. Yitzchak also trained his family to avoid taking Neshuas, okay? That's why, and especially Yaakov, where everything is by his voice, right? Akol Kol Yaakov and so on, right? His voice is, you know, his speech should be Kol Yaakov, right? And don't swear and so on. And look, we write to the very end. Uma nase bador hazeh. What can we do nowadays? He writes. This is several hundred years ago. Asher b'manoseinu ra'inu kama nichshalim b'shucha mukazu. Many people fall into this terrible pit and they swear. All people say, "Oh, I swear to God! I swear to God!" Right? It's even today, and he's writing a few hundred years ago. You help me, God! I swear to God! And people do it in casual conversation, very flippantly. That's more of a tefillah. Okay, we'll come back to that maybe. But I swear to God, yeah.
In court.
In court, yeah. We'll maybe talk about it. But Rob's even in court, yeah. But again, he says, and woe unto the generation, the youngsters here, the adults talking like this. You pronounce Hashem's name. He says, I swear to God. You know, and we say it very flippantly and very casually. And he says a terrible thing. Okay, and then they're used to it. And he ends by saying, because Baruch Hu has to forgive them. So what the Bina Litim is saying, we learned from this little parsha over here, this little section, together with the section about Avraham Avinu, is that it's improper to swear. Now, when we talk about swearing falsely, that's a different thing. That's for sure, sir. Okay, I just printed some matters related to that here, and that's not the main point of the shir. Parshas Kedoshim. I really should have printed Yalaph and Yudalaph and Yudbeis, because instead of Yudbeis, I give us a printing mistake. Yalaph said, Velo Shakru, don't lie, okay, which is an azhara, to swear. And also it says, Yudbeis, Velo Hashem. And Rashi explains there in Kedoshim, that if you swear falsely in a case that has monetary impact, you need to pay back and so on. This is the Azhara. And Rashi wonders in Pasuk Yud Beis in source 6, Velo Sishov Vishmila Sheker, Lama Nemar, Alfisha Nemar, Velo Siso Shemel Kech HaShov. It's in the Asaras HaDibras already. What do I have to say over here? Okay, so he says, Yachol Eichav El HaShem HaMiyuchad. I might have thought it's only Usher if you swear by the, you know, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hashem 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 HaForesh. Okay, Hashem Yuchad. Minayim Rabbas Kol HaKinuyin. How we know it includes all type of nicknames and so on for God? That's this pasuk. Velo Sashavu B'Shmil HaSheker Kol Shem Sheyeshi. Over there it says in that verse of Dibros, Lo Sisa Shem Hashem Elokecha. Specifies the name of Hashem. So I might have thought it's only Usher if you swear in the name of Hashem. But here it's apparently even any name of Hashem. You look in the Rambam. We'll come to it. We'll see. Okay. The Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos. Okay. The Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos. Okay, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and the first few Aleph. He says in general, just as a general, this is really a side point, but it's worth knowing. He says, Arba Mine Shuas Hay. There are four different types of Shuas in Halacha. One is Shuas Bitoy, two is Shuas Shav, three Shuas Abikadam, four Shuas Eidus. Those are the types of Shuas that there are. Hilchos Shuas here is not the Yantam of Shuas, it means oaths. Okay, and what is Shuas Bitoy? The Rambam explains each one, you can read through it. Shuas Bitoy, and he quotes the Psukim, he says there are two types of Shuas Bitoy, one projecting forward, one projecting backwards, meaning I swear I take a Shua that I did do this or I did not do this, or that I will do this in the future or I will not do this in the future. Right? I will not eat chocolate, whatever. Whatever shrua the person takes. Huh? Yeah, that's what you're saying. So that's exactly what shrua's bitui. And the Rambam goes into the details, and if he says, if you don't end up telling the truth, then you get malchus, right? These types of shrua's. If it's not true, okay, if you say, I swear that I will eat, and you don't, I swear that I will not do this, and you do it, or vice versa, I swear that I did this, and you didn't do it, or I swear that I didn't do it, and you did do it. So this brings you malchus, Rambam says, okay? That's shrua's bitui. Shrua shav, the Rambam writes in Al-Chadalad, different types of shrua shav. One of them is where you swear on something simply not true. That's obviously not true. Like you swear that this table is a chair, that this chair is a ping pong table, that that sofa is a hat, or whatever. You swear something that's obviously not true. Okay, that's one type of shuah shav. Then halacha ches, shuah hapikadon. That's when you have something that belongs to somebody else. You know, you're watching it, or you have some someone else's property. It was given to you as a loan, or whatever. You swear that I don't have it, I don't own that money, whatever. That's a, okay, that's also a type of oath. Okay, shuah hapikadon. And again, you have to pay back. It's on high self test. My chayav was supposed to become. If you lied and you said, "I swear, I don't own that money," how they bought eight and whatever else, you have to pay back that plus and so on. And finally, halacha yud beis, shuas ha'edus is where you know testimony for somebody else. You're aware of, you know, and then you say, "I don't know the case. I wasn't there. Whatever it was." So these are the four different types. But these are all situations where a person swears that something is not true. Okay, but what about, again, coming back to our starting point in the Shir, the source for the Bina Lithim, Yaakov here wasn't swearing that it wasn't true. Okay, it was a valid commitment. So we see apparently that the, obviously when the Shur is a lie, when a person takes an oath to and he doesn't keep his word or it's not true, so okay, that's the Rambam there in the first paragraph of Ilkut Shur. But here we're talking about something which is a, you know, which is, sounds like we're talking about something, even when it's true, 100% true. You swear, you say something that I know is absolutely true. And you mean it. Okay, so that's a different thing. Now, that's what we're going to get back to. That's what I want to talk mostly about tonight. Okay?
It's committing to something, and the kavanah is that they are going to do it.
Yeah, yeah. So that would not fall on any of the categories that I'm here. But that would seem, apparently, where that's what we're going to see tonight, that that's wrong also. Wrong is maybe too strong a term, but that's frowned upon as well. Even when it's, that's my point, even when it's absolutely true and you're absolutely honest in your commitment. See, all these cases that are printed in source 7 with the Rambam Hilchos Shavuos are when you didn't tell the truth, there was some falsehood involved. We're talking here now, and so let's see, let's hold on. One other, again, there is a Pasuk of Parshas Vayeschanan, Perek Vav, Pasuk of Gimel, source 8, as Hashem Elokecha Tirev Oso Savod, Uvishmo Tishaveya. Okay, now that says you should fear God and serve Him and swear by His name. Now that would seem to indicate, at least under some conditions, that it's okay to swear, right? As long as it's not a lie. Again, we just went through the case where it's not true. And the Rambam writes in Perkin Aleph of Hichashua, source 9, Halacha Aleph, Kishem Shishua Shav V'Sheker Below Saseh, just like a vain oath and a lie is a low saseh, look what he writes. Kach Mitzvah Saseh, he writes, Sheyishova Mishnes Chayav Shua V'Bezin V'Shem. Shenema b'shmo kishavei azum mitzvah saseh. Shashua b'shmo ha-gadol ha-kadosh midarke ha-vodei v'hidr v'kadosh gadol hu lishava b'shmo. So the Rambam here says that to swear truthfully about something, that he thinks is right. However, he does put in that little caveat. He said, yeah, mishenishchai shua b'bezdim. Okay? And there is something called shuas ha-dayonim. Okay? The Rambam writes halacha dalad. That shuah 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 must be in a dayanim, the mashiach mission is chayav shuah, and so on. That's called shuah tadayanim. And the Rambam writes to Lachaches, shuah tadayanim, bein shay social Torah, shal divisofim, whatever the case is, hanishba oche sefer Torah, because you have to hold the sefer Torah, and you have to be standing, and you use the name of Hashem, and so on. So putting all this together, up to this point, putting all this together is clearly when the shuah, the oath has a falsehood involved, that's definitely not allowed. The question is, when it is allowed, so the Rambam says, if it's in Bezdin, so then he considers it a mitzvah saseh. In fact, it's interesting. The question, our question is, okay, what if it's not in Bezdin? What if I'm just in a casual conversation with you, and I want to say, and I'm telling the truth? So that's not necessarily covered by the Rambam over there. But look what Rashi says. Look what Rashi says. We'll see. We'll talk about it. So look at the Rashi on that pasuk in Vayeschanan, Perek Vav, pasuk Gimel, Vishmo Tishaveya. So he looks at the pasuk as a unified whole. Because look at the pasuk said back in 8. Es Hashem Elokecha Tirev, Oso Savod, u'mishmol tishaveh. So says Rashi, im yesh b'cha kol hamidos halalu, if you, you know, qualify in all these areas, you're yirei shamayim, you serve Hashem, oz b'shmol tishaveh. So Rashi is saying, well, you know, if you consider, if you are indeed a God-fearing person, and so then you have the right. So this seems to say you have the right to take a shua on something that's true, obviously, but only if you fit in the category of those people that are described in this pasuk. In fact, in 11, Parshas Akev. Well, that rabbi said to me, yeah. Okay, well, he did limit it to Bezin. Let's see. So in Parshas Akev, you have almost the same pasuk, just one other phrase. The pasuk's repeated. Paragyud pasuk chav. And again, Rashi says the same thing. Rashi writes, okay, Pasuk 12. If you meet all these criteria, then you can swear in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so the question then becomes still, what about an oath where casually, not in a bezdin, you know, is the Torah frowning upon that? Is it, again, it will not fall under the Isurim that we mentioned earlier, Shur Sheker, Shur Shabden, but is it allowed? So there's a Gemara in Tmura, which, again, generates the Machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban, because of the Girsa issue. But let's see what we have. Tmura Gimel and Aleph, 13. Tmura Gimel, Amar of Idi, Amar of Amar, Amar Yitzhak, Amar Yochanan, whatever it was, okay. Shur Yitzhak, Kol Lo Sesesha B'Torah, this is in Gimel and Aleph. Also, b'maisa lokel, also b'maisa potter. As a general rule, whenever you have a lav in the Torah, okay, you only get punished if it's a lav sheyesh bo maisa. You actually did something. You actually did an action. Okay, lo also b'maisa potter. You didn't do action. You thought about it. You talked about it. You didn't do anything. There's no way. So it's called a lav she'ein bo maisa. Chutz. There's three exceptions. Minishpa umeimar mekalachaber. One of them is tamura. Okay, that's why it's in Masechus. Tamura. Tamura is when I designate an animal for a carbon. And I say, no, I'm not going to take this animal. I'm going to take a different animal. So I switch. That was verbal. All right, it's one of the exceptions. We're not interested in that now. Okay, but in those cases, afal pishal osamaisa chayav. And there's another case, machkin chumla bikurim. You give the chumla to maisa out of order. It's also verbal. Fine. Okay. Those are the three, as Rashi says, or four. Rashi and 14, Loas Amaisa Potter, Chus Menishra, the Afal Gav, the Lo Abed Maisa Lokim, okay. And B'Shem means, of course, Bishmo Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Amad Bey, so on Amad Bey, that's what we are interested in. The Gemara Tzimon and Gimel Alav, 15 Gimel and Bey, the Gemara elaborates. Amad Kalas Chaver B'Shem, Minolon, who says you get Malkus for that? So Amad Loas Amosha, Amar Kwa, Im Lo Sishmor. What's going on here? You have to see the Rashi here, the Psukim actually. I printed the Psukim. Okay, in Parshas Kisavo, Parak Chof Ches, Pasuk Nun Ches, it says, "In Lo Sishmor La'asos is called Divrei Torah." Those Aksum Seirat Azer. Second half of the Pasuk, what's important to us? Liyira Es Hashem Anichbad Banor Azer Es Hashem Alokecha. Okay. And you don't have proper reverence in your speech for the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then, v'hitvah shemes makoscha, that's in Pasuk Nun Tes. V'hitvah shemes makoscha, makos zarecha, makos gloz, adamonos, v'chalem, nevedez, it's part of the tochava in Parshas Kisavo. So the Gemara says, well, what does that mean? It's a funny word, v'hitvah shemes makoscha. What's v'hitvah exactly? So there's another Pasuk, which is a similar word in Parshas Mishpatim, I'm sorry, Parshas Kisete, 18, Parakaf hey pasuk kop pasuk beis udvarm v'hayam bina kos harshvi he pilu hashofet haflo is related to the pilu. So that Gemara puts all these psukim together. Now let's back look again at 15. He says, well, it says imlo sishmor, and Rashi explains that to mean you use Hashem's name improperly because that's a violation of the end of the pasuk in parakaf ches of dvarm pasuk gun ches where it says liyiras Hashem anichbad ba nora zeh. Right, where you have reverence to the name of Hashem, you don't just use the name of Hashem to curse somebody. And the result is v'hifla Hashem v'koscha. What is v'hifla? V'pilu Hashofet. So have you ever flaws of malchus? Okay, good. But now, what's relevant to us tonight? So therefore, you know that's how the Gemara proves you get malchus for cursing, even though it's a lav she'ein bo ma'isa. That's the purpose of that Gemara. It has no actual action. You just words, but you get malchus. Fine. But now the Gemara asks, afilu suas emes. Even when you're swearing on something that is true. Okay, is that true? Afilu shuas emes. Okay, because after all, it says that might fall in the category apparently of violating liyiras Hashem anichbad menorah zeh, as Rashi says. So how could it be? Says more. It says the hedge ksiv. It's a yeah. So Gemara says the hedjik siv shuos Hashem tia ben shenayim. Right, the pasuk I printed 19 parashat mishpatim. That is that talking about the shomrim, right? And you swear. Like the pasuk says, ki parakov beis of Shmuel's pasuk says, ki tein ishareu chamor oshor oseh v'chob emol ishmar meis on ishmar ishmar ein roi. Something happened, right? That I was. Now the question is, I claim I wasn't negligent. It wasn't my fault. If someone gives me an item, you know, say, give me a euro away, so you want me to watch your laptop or whatever it is, so, and I put the laptop on my porch with a big sign, free laptop here, and now someone takes it. So obviously I was negligent. But here we're talking about if something happened, you know, there was a rain or something, an earthquake, something, or someone broke in, all the dinim of Shomron, which I'm not going to now. What's the deal? Pasuk Yud in Parashas Perkov Beis and Parashas Mishpatim, Shuas Hashem, Tia Ben Shneim. The shomer takes a shluah that I was not negligent. I did everything I was expected to do under the circumstances, and it happened. Therefore, you won't have to pay. It's tough luck on the other guy. Too bad it happened, but that's what happened. So the Gemara says, "How can you say that?" And that's emes. The guy's swearing, tell the truth. I wasn't negligent. So says the Gemara, "Hani mili lefayi standing say hani mili lefayi is chaveru." That's just done. They'll tell you to calm the other person down. Look, it wasn't my fault, and therefore I have to pay. But avil milka luki. Okay, looks like he's going to get Malkus anyway. In other words, what did he do wrong? Doesn't it say Vishmo Tishaveya that you're allowed to swear? Look at Rashi in 10 and 16. Vishmo Tishaveya, the Shuas Emes Shayil Emevad, an oath on the truth you're allowed to take. Vishmo Tishaveya. All right, it's true. We said you have to meet those criteria of being Yirei Shammai, but okay, but it says you're allowed to. Gemara says no. That pasuk needed for something else. The chidrav don't give him a rab minayin l'nishma l'kaimas hamitzvus. That's something else. Shenemar v'nishpati v'akayima nishpati pasuk in Tilim. I printed it in Perkut Kufyut Tes. Perkut Kufyut Tes in Tilim. Pasuk Kufot nishpat. It's one of the nuns in Tamei Ape right. Nishpati v'akayima l'nishma mitzvus. L'nishma mishpatei tzekecha. You can take a shua to do a mitzvah. And the Gemara says a different pasuk. Well, Sidbrak. Anyway, so the Gemara concludes. Sort of perhaps inconclusive. In other words, is the Shuas Emes allowed the Pasuk of Nidim Asana? You said, what did he do wrong? It could be that what he did wrong was, okay, he shouldn't have taken the oath. He can take the oath to get out of paying, okay, but we frown upon taking oath. And better. Yes, that's what it looks like. At least possibly. At least possibly. Yeah. So Rambam counts in a sin. Let's see. Yeah, right. Okay.
It's not a lot.
Okay. Don't so, oh, why do you get Malkus? Right. Okay, what's that different story? Okay, well, look. All right. Yeah. Right. So take a look at the. Yeah, I'm not arguing with you. Let's see. Rabbeinu Gershom says on that, he's printed on the side of the page in Tmura. Okay. What I was most interested in is the. He first says, right? Look at the second Rabbeinu Gershom. Ema hai shuos Hashem tia ben shneim, like you just said, three. Okay. He's learning the Gemara, not that that pasuk does not mean that lechatchila you should swear truthfully. But ve'ema umutav sheyafis daito b'mamon v'lo b'shua. Payback. Let's come to an agreement. You know, it wasn't really my fault. I'll give you 50 bucks. Something else aside from taking the shua. That's how Ben Gershon stands the Gemara. The low rots a mamon el yishava. The guy doesn't want. He wants a shua. Okay, then you have no choice. Okay, but basically you should try not to bring yourself to the point of doing the shua. That's what emerges at least from one approach of this Gemara. Okay, that one should avoid taking the shua, even on MS, even if it means he's got to give up a little money for it. Now the Rambam doesn't learn that way. Yeah. Now look at the Rambam. The Rambam in Mitzvah says Zion and Sefer HaMitzvah, right? HaMitzvah Shri doesn't seem to love it. HaMitzvah Shri is he should see only Shav Bishmo. He counts, as we said before, it's a mitzvah saseh, to swear in the name of Hashem, kishin itztarech l'kayem dover min advarim, when you need to, you know, what's the right word, uphold or back up something that you claim, o lachisho, to show that it's not true, ki b'zeh agdol Hashem it's good and it's using the name of Hashem and so on and so forth, and that's what the Gemara means, he says, he shava bishmo, okay, and which is it? So it depends on the circumstance and so on. But he says, "Hashua ki hashua kein hashua beis hatzorech mitzvah ba vehi mitzvah saseh." The Ramban in the Sogas and the Rambam Sefer Mitzvah doesn't agree. There's no such mitzvah. Okay, the Ramban in 23 disagrees with the Rambam, and he says, "The Rakos of a Rav, there is such a mitzvah." Okay, but I don't think there is. Okay, the second line of 23. Vani Tama b'divrei Rav. Shelo amru kein b'gemara tmura. Okay, ela derech avikuach makusha. The Gemara only meant that as part of the Havamina. It's really an issue. You can have time to read that, but you look in the Megillah Esther, 24. The Megillah Esther, this is Megillah Esther, has nothing to do with Purim. Okay, this is a commentary on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos by Yitzhak Gilyon, I think. Someone from the Gilyon family who wrote this, in effect, a defense of the Rambam against the Tanis of the Ramban. So he writes in Akdoma that he named, his mother died while he was writing it, or when he finished writing it, so his mother's name is Esther. So he named the work the Megillah Esther. It's nothing to do with Purim. So also, Lelei Samech, also an early Achron who wrote a defense of the Rambam. So both of them say this different gear souls how to read that Gemara and Tamura, and the Rambam and Ramban read it differently. The Ramban understands, I just showed you that that was only in the Gemara's Kasha that it was saying that, but that doesn't mean it doesn't come out like that. Anyway, the Ramban fundamentally disagrees. Okay, look at the last line of 23. When we call Mokum, Lo Naviu Bishmo Tishaveh B'cheshman HaMitzvah. I'm not including this phrase, Bishmo Tishaveh, as one of the Tayag Mitzvahs. Ki Lo Yimna Harshus Bishwot Emes Bishmo. It's optional, at best it's optional. And the Ramban acknowledges that it seems to be okay, but, you know, he said it cannot count as a mitzvah. Yeah.
It's a different thing.
Yeah, so he does say, right, correct, of the mitzvahs. But the Ramban seems to say clearly, he says it's only Rishus, and then he does say it openly. It's only Rishus. Okay, so some say again, it's Leif Sameach, I'm saying outside, but he says, you know, even the Rambam didn't mean any old time, because again, in the look at the language of the Rambam, the end of 22, Kashur Be'ez HaTzorech. Now that's an open phrase. You know, what do you mean, Be'ez HaTzorech? What kind of need? Is it imposed by Bezdin, or I consider it important?
My wife,
so, my wife said, right, well, that's a Torah. So he wants to say the Rambam only means when Bezdin's involved, when you have to, and the message would be, come back to the last word, to swear by the name of Hashem. What the Rambam means, if you have to swear already, so it's and it's the truth, then it's a cover to swear by the name of Hashem. That's what he learned. That's what Rambam does. Yeah.
That Rambam had the seventh mitzvah,
because
the
Shmuel
Tishavei is in the work, right?
The Rambam does not go in the order. No, the Chinuch goes in order. The Rambam does not go in order. That's a fascinating question. The Rambam, a lot of people write about that. The Rambam Sefer HaMitzvah, yes, that's a, many people have tried to explore what the Rambam's order is. You know, he has topics. So the beginning he talks about loving Hashem, fearing Hashem, so swearing is in that category. That's it's nothing to do with he does not the chinuch is cast in order of appearance. Okay, but not the Rambam.
Exactly what the Rambam
most of the time. Most of the time. Also printed in 26 of Eliyahu Mizrahi, the Rebbe Eliyahu Mizrahi in the super commentary on Rashi, on that pasuk was Chanan. If you want to see it, he summarized the machlokes of Rambam and Ramban. He sides with Ramban. Okay, he says that I don't really understand the Rambam right. He says obviously it's a reshus. You know, you look in the third paragraph. He writes, "Ani tama heich somach ha'mamorim zelech." He doesn't understand how the Rambam can learn like that based on the Gemara and Tamura. Again, we said that at some point out that was what the. You want to just look at it for a second. 24. He says there's a different girsa, right? That he had a different text. The last few words of 24. Okay, there's a different girsas in exactly how to read the Gemara tomorrow. Okay, I won't go into that in detail now, but the Mizrahi writes, he says, how do you say it's a mitzvah zaseh? Okay, he says, you know, you read the, if a doctor said to the cholo, okay, don't eat, don't sleep over here, don't eat this food when you're sick, okay, but you can do this when you're well, okay? So just because we link them together, it doesn't mean you have to do that when you're well. He's saying you can do it. Don't do this when you're sick. That's a directive. That's not the same thing as saying you can do it when you're healthy. You don't have to do it. You can. You don't have to. That's the other thing. Don't take a shua, okay, when you're not allowed to falsely. It doesn't mean that you have to do it as the mitzvah I say. That's it. He's saying it doesn't mean it, because it doesn't, but the Gemara links it together.
And you should?
Yeah, or you may. Right, that's basically what he's saying, yeah. The Ramban also over there in Vashan, and I printed it also, he says very openly, Parakvav, Pasuk Gimel, is all in Dvarim, Vashan, and Vashan, ain't no mitzvah she yishava. Okay? He says something else. If you're going to swear, then you have to swear by the name of God and not by some other God. That's the context. That's how the Ramban learns. Because he says the very next pasuk over there in Rosh Chanan is, Lo selchun achar Elohim achirim. So again, you know, it's hard to read things. Sometimes you have to read things in context. I mentioned in the past, my father-in-law, Zechon Aroche, So it was a known thing when he learned with my children, the other grandchildren, and so on. So if the Gemara ever quoted a pasuk, so now you have to look up the pasuk. He made you read the whole perek. My kid was complaining, but he's right, because sometimes you have to see things in context, and I'm guilty of it. Sometimes we just take the Gemara's word for it and look up the pasuk. Usually I do try to look up the pasuk personally, but I can't tell you I read the whole parak, you know, and the kids are jumpy, they want to go right to the Gemara, you know, but he was very methodical, and so you got to review the whole, that's what the Ramban says. It's talking here in the context of Losif and Archon, that's how the Ramban learns. Okay, the Sefer HaChinuch, as I mentioned before, it often follows the Rambam. And see, it's mitzvah tough lamed hay, so it's much later. Okay, that's an order of appearance. Mitzvah al kolat sarach li shava she yishava b'shem Hashem. Anyone who has to take a shua should swear in the name of Hashem. Okay, but he writes the over alzeh the lo rotzal li shava b'shmo leisat sarach. Again, that open phrase bitel asay zel adas Rambam. It's a bitel asay because the Rambam counts it asay. Aval Ramban zal. There's no hesitation. Okay, you don't have to. Even in the case, like we said before, Shuas Hashem, sounds like the Rambams would say that in that pasuk, Shuas Hashem, the Shomrim, Shuas Hashem, Tehbe and Shem, Rambam said, that's a mitzvah saseh. There, Yitaka should take it out. That's what the Rambam
says.
So apparently the Rambam, that's the way he's learning it. The Rambam would say you should. The Rambam would say that. Right. Right, you don't want to. The way he's learning it seems to be an absolute mitzvah. Okay. I don't think so.
Now,
the Ramban refers to the Medrash Tanchuma in a couple of places. I'll show you here some of the, you know, some traditional rabbinic sources on this subject. Okay, which tell us to stay away from an oath, even in a case where you know you're telling the truth. That's what we're talking about today. Again, we're not talking about someone swearing falsely or lying. That's obviously that's not our topic. Topic here is swearing to God on the truth. Okay. So the Medrash in Tanchuma and Parshas Matos says in the Siman Aleph, Amar Lahem LaKadosh Baruch Hu LiYisrael, Lo Tiyu Svurin Shehuta LiShav B'Shmi Afilu BeEmes. Asal LiShav B'Shmi. Don't think it's okay to swear by my name. Afilu BeEmes Ein Atem Rishon LiShav B'Shmi. Elam Yesh Bechem Kol Amidos Elu Esos Malakecha Tirav Osos Sover. Like we saw in the Rashi over there in that pasuk, and you have to be like the people who are identified as Yireh Elokim. Elohein Avram. Eov Yosef, interesting trio. They psukim by each one, which indicates that each one was Yireh Hashem. Okay, so therefore you have to be like them, and if you have all those things, then you can be Rashai L'Shava. Okay, but at the very end, listen to this: Maisa Behar Hamelech, some place in Eretz Yisrael, I don't know where. Shehayu lo shnei alofim ayoros, were 2,000 cities. I assume it's an exaggeration, but a lot of cities. V'kulam nechrebu al shruas emes. They were all destroyed because people were careless about swearing. They swore out to the truth. But there was that, I swear to God, and they were destroyed. The Medrash Tanchuma earlier in Parshas Vayikra and Zion, okay, also quotes the same thing, and he said to Avraham and Yehov and Yosef and so on. And a fourth line there of 30. Amar Lahem Moshe Yisrael Otisum, she tied to Lechem Yisrael Shema Afilu B'Emes. Im Yesh Berchol Amidus Ha'ilu, Atem Rishon Lishom, Lach, Lav, Einchem Rishon Lishom, Afilu B'Emes. And don't be like those people, you know, who swear flippantly and so on. He quotes Tzukim from Navi. And he also mentions towards the very end there again, Maisa Behar Melech, Shosham Alpayim Ayaros, Vekulam Nechrebu, Ashuas Emes, and here expanded. The Al Shav, you said before, but you're right, because it's point is purposeless. You don't need this. You can tell, you can say something without swearing. You say it forcefully and tell the truth, and that's it. Kesad, Haya Adam, what did they do in these cities? It didn't say in the first mention, well, here in Vayikra does, last few lines of 30. Kesar, Haya Adam Omer Lachaveru Shvur Shadi Holech Lamokom Ploni. I swear I'm going to so and so. Or Veochel Veeshkam, they eat this, drink that. The whole Chidrosan, they did. It's true. Or Mekayim and Shuasam, but the Kulam Nechum wasn't necessary. Okay, there's a Gemara in Gittin. Lamed Ches Amud Bey. Lamed. What's it? Lamed Hey. Apparently, although it's an interesting question, I don't know. Maybe so. Let's. I know. So it could be even that you should avoid. Look in. Go on. Get Lamed Hey Amud Aleph 31. Amar of Kana, Amar of Huda Marav. Ma'isa be'Adam Adam Echad b'Shnei Batzores Shehitke Dinar Zav Eitzal Amona. Somebody left the dinar zav, he left a certain amount of coins to some amana to watch, Aminachto bekatzel kemach. She put it in one of the jars where she kept her flour, and by mistake ended up baking it, and so on. She didn't see that there was dinner. The shlusel challah. This was the dinner challah. Dinner rolls. Okay, with the dinner. Okay. Anyway, it had a dinner in it, and ended up going to the poor person. Anyway, so the guy came back. He wanted his dinner back, and she said. She swore, in effect, that I didn't get any benefit from it. I don't know what happened to it. I didn't steal it, and so on. It was true. But she said, you know, Yehena sama moves bechem evanel. One of my kids died. We also have that in the sedra. Rachel, Yaakov said, whoever stole the trophim, you know, she didn't know that Rachel had taken them. So she didn't know what happened to them. But anyway, lo hayu yama mu'atama chameis echem evanel. Okay, and look what it says. This is getting lamed hamad al. Because shoshomo chamam badavar amru ma mina shenishpa be'emes kach. But you see, it was a nishpa emes. Okay, it was even to tell, you know, to say something was true.
It was necessary. But why is there
an onus
if she
nishpa? It's apparently that's what I'm trying to bring in. It's a fascinating point. Like the Ramban, yeah, wasn't necessary. Well, because the showroom situation, yeah, I hear, but
he wants the money.
I know, so maybe as we'll see in the Sefer Chassidim, because she shouldn't have sworn on children's lives. It could be okay. She overdid it, but the point is that even there, you see, you know, Shua's emes, you stay away from swearing. The pasuk says in pasuk. No, well, she didn't get any benefit. She didn't benefit. She said I didn't get any benefit. No, but that's what she swore. She swore. Yeah. So look at the Gemara. Look at the pasuk now. Right. Okay. I mean, it wasn't all story. The pasuk says again in the Seres Hadibros Parches Pasuk Zion 33, Losisa Shem Efecha Lashav, etc. The key word is Lashav. So the pasuk near me, Parak Beis Pasuk Lamed Lashav He Kisis Benechem. Okay, what does that mean? So the Yerushalmi in the Darim Paragim Alach Beis also in Shulos and Parches says the Ruchun Yerub Yaakov or Oven Hashem Rishmol Bar Nachman similar to that Medrash on Chuma. Efsim Ve'arba Bulios Chaya Behuda. He doesn't have 2,000, 24. Okay, 24 cities in Yehuda. Kulam Nechrevo, Kulam Charvo Mishum Shuas. Shav, Sheisha Emes. Notice the expression. Shua Shav, Sheisha. Unnecessary Shua is true. And the Ksiv, that's the Pasuk Yom Yom. La Shav, he kisses Menechem. Because of Shav, okay, I punished. Right, La Shav, as the Karmen Eid explains, the next page, Blurios means this. Afarchios, or Duchim, what do you call them? Duchies, you know, counties or whatever. Okay, whatever. 24 counties. Okay, it doesn't say. Okay, but a big difference. But the Premosho says, and both the Korban Eidah and the Premosho, two principal commentators in the Shalmi, they say the Dharm Perakim Alpha Beis, Al Shua Shav, Ikiz Vrechem, Iske Shua Shav. Okay, the Medrash of Ayikur Rabbah, Parshav Rabbah's Gimel, Rabbi Yona Omar Filo Al Emes, Hadad the Bais Amin, Bain Zaka Vechavli, they Mumilo Seil, don't come to, you know, harm yourself through Shuas. Okay, Bamidbar Rabbah, Parshas Matos, Parshav Chav Beis, Sun Aleph, the same thing. Okay, he says, even though you take a shvu and so on, you can't unless you have all those midas and so on, similar to the Medrash Tanchuma. Okay, and at the end there, that's a story a little differently. That's when it was. These cities apparently that were destroyed. It didn't say the earliest sources never mentioned. That's why I brought this source. It says Maisa b'Yanayam. Yanayam Melech was one of the descendants of the Chashmonaim, right? Which we know from other Gemaras and so on. We're coming to Hanukkah, so unfortunately, the Chashmonaim dynasty ultimately yield unsavory characters, and Yanayam was one of them. So to Maisa b'Yanayam Melech, Shelo Beis Alof Ma'aros Ukulim Nechos Shvos Emes Ketzar. Omer Adon Chaver B'Shua Shani Holech Vauch etc. and they did it and so on and so forth. The Pesikta Rabasi also Pesikta Chaveis Omer when it says Lo Sisa Shem Achecha Lashav Omer Rabbi Simon in B'Shua Shava Kasm Davar Lo Kvar Nemar Lo Sisa Shav B'Shua Lashaker. What do you need the two psukim Lo Sisa Shem Achecha Lashav and Lo Sisa Shav B'Shua Lashaker? Why do you need both psukim? He says, well, you know what it means the Aseret Hadibros. Zuhi shuas emes yishol shav. The psik the learns that the pasuk in the Aseret Hadibros losisa shem achecha lashav means shuas emes yishol shav, a pointless or a needless shua. Okay. What do you mean?
I swear it is
one. Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so then certainly all right. So moving ahead to the the Rishonim, the Chovos Halavavos, Shar Yud, Shar Avos Hashem, Perek Vav, right. Now this goes back to using the name of Hashem. Al Yizkar Shem Habori Lashav Elo Lashek Elo Biklala. Vashua Lashav Yiz Mashamotzi Adam Al Pivim Lashua Zalatala Ulelo Tzorech. Okay, the Bezin can't punish you, but he distinguishes Shua Shav and Shua Sheker. But he says both are not allowed. Okay, both are not allowed, and that's why it says in Hillel points to the Psukim, I have in 42, right? Parakav Dala Psukim, Mi Yale Bahar Hashem, Umiyakum Mukom Kotra, who is worthy to send that mountain of Hashem, etc. Niki Chaparav Ashalo Nosal Ashav Napshi. Somebody who didn't, you know, meaninglessly or needlessly use my name. Okay, and he quotes also the Pasuk, which I mentioned earlier, from the Tochacha, Liras Hashem HaNichba Menorah. Then he also quotes a Pasuk, Malachi Paragimel, from the Haftorah of Shabbos HaGadol, Malachi Paragimel, Pasuk Chav, V'zorcha Lachem, Yirei Shmi, Shemesh Tzoko, Marpi Chafel, right? For the righteous, the sun will rise and shine on them, and so on. And the Gemara says in the Dharm, Dav Chesem, Beis 45, Amar Shimon Bar Zid, Amar Yitzchak Bar Talva, Mechim Aricha, all these different speakers here. Mishmei of Huda Bar Eloi, my dictive is Zorcha Lachem Yerushimi, Elu B'nei Adam Shein Yireyen Lahotzi Shein Shamayim Al-Batala. They're simply afraid of mentioning the name of Hashem for no constructive purpose. And Rashi fills in. And look at me, Ibn Ezra, on the Pasuk Me'aseres HaDibros, Parak Ches Pasuk Zayim. V'rabim Choshmim, he says, many people assume, Ke'anose Hashem Lashav Lo Osav Eir Gedolo. You mention Hashem's name, it's not such a big Averah. Vani er lehem, says Ibn Ezra, ki kosher mikol lavin aboy machro. It's worse than even the other laws in the Aseres HaDibros, including murder and adultery, you know, pretty high up there. He says the others, ki arotzeach vanoev, shem averus koshers, obviously, people are afraid to do it. People, you know, won't become accustomed to doing that in the most ordinary circumstances. But, asher hirgil atzoi shaval ashov, I'll do it many times. People who commit murder, commit adultery, don't necessarily do it with regularity. But here, you know, once you get into the habit of doing it, you say, I swear to God, you say it all the time. You say it regularly, right? You shove a yom echad shuas shav, ain't misbar. The kol kachu run the baver azo, shalayah the shenishba. Right? You do it so flippantly, you don't even realize you did it. And like we said, and someone say to you, why are you swearing in the name of God? I swear to God, I didn't do it. Here we get what he says. He'll swear that he didn't even do it. Right? You're so used to it. Okay? So again, we saw that it didn't. But here, even it doesn't matter. It does seem to be talking about shame Hashem, some shame Hashem.
Yeah.
Look, yeah, but not the actual one. Any nickname. Anyone. Yeah, shame, you're right. But we said before, the other positive teachers, even that was a shame Hashem. But look what he writes in the fourth line. Amazing. Even if that were the only avera that Jewish people are accustomed to, that's enough for this long gullah. That's a strong statement. Okay, he says, even if we had only that avera, and the Kliyokar says similarly over there in Parshas Yisroel, okay, because as Gemara says, you know, when the Kadosh Baruch Hu said that love, the whole world shook. 48, okay. Again, they took it very, very seriously. So we're looking at the Rishonim, yes.
I would think that a Shavuot Shav like that leads to a situation of
Shavuot Sheker. Yes, so some do, eventually, yes. Yeah, I forgot, somebody says that also. Yes, yeah, they don't care about it. Right. Eventually, yeah. So it's a Shav, but it's even independently of that. You look in Tosin, Baba Basra, Lamed Gimel, but Aleph Tosin also says, okay, that... it's talking about a case in the Gemara there. It doesn't matter. But he says, people were more makbid on not giving a shua than in delaying payment. So you'll pay him later. Okay, I don't want to take a shua. If you look, I quote a few things from the Sefer Hasidim. Actually, so Sefer Hasidim, as you mentioned, has nothing to do with the Hasidim of today. The Hasidim, it's much earlier than that. The time of the Balei Tosfos, Yudah Chosid. So he has a few things in here. He says, in tough test Zion. Because Shomer, because of Pasuk Mishlei, Karakafala Pasuk of Gimel, Ksiv, Shomer, people, Shomer, Mitzoros, Nafsho, and so on. Okay? And he says, of Tarfon once said, Akapech es Bini, you know, he took an oath, you know, by the life of his son, he was punished for it. And therefore, okay, he said, Lechach lo yishpa adam b'chaye banov, lo ba'avi, and people say, I swear by my grandmother, you know, don't do that. Don't swear by somebody's life, and so on and so forth. In the next, later on, Tuf Yur Ches, okay, he says, Yehudi Echor, great, that's the truth, yeah. But he doesn't like it. Yehudi Echad, Tav Yurches, 51. Hayah Mechuyav Shvuya Legoy. Okay? It was some kind of a business situation, a non-Jew, had to take an oath. And he said, Mo'ezeh, Im Eshba Abemes, Oti Kasim Yadav Shvuas Emes. Okay? And he wanted to say, okay, I'll swear, and I'll get the money, I'll give half of it to Tzedakah. Okay? Maybe in that case, it's Mutav Tishba Abemes. On the other hand, Chacham Omar, feeling to him, Kula Tzedakah. Don't do it. Alosi shava filib emes. Ki kama krochem necherbo v'shuas emes. L'chach yizor adam shalasem masu matan amagoy in Yehudi yalav b'fnei edim. You know what? Get witnesses. Don't put yourself in the having to swear. That's the bottom line. It's better to lose money, so to speak. Okay? Another Sefer Chassid. Next one. Tough Yud Tes. Similar. All these stories are similar. Okay? I would say, well, again, to pay back. Okay. Well, no. That's what he says. He says, better to give it up. Okay, like better give up the money. Okay, Tough Yud Tes also, a guy, they accused him of something and so on and so forth. He didn't want to take a shua, even on something which is true. And so you have many of these examples. And Tough Shin Pei Ches, 53. Yeah, but payroll, you have to figure out. But you can always pay. Yeah, I hear. People. Okay, it's a good point. He says, V'chein mishin, in Tough Shin Pei Ches, 53, V'chein mishin nizah shol yishav, filab emes, in dochon surah, filab emes lo yishava. Okay? And he says, even for a mitzvah, that pasuk we had earlier from Tillim, Sim Chassidim writes in Siman Aleph Kuf Yud 54, "Ksiv nishbati v'akayema lishma mitzvah tzira, abo bizman hazeh, ein nishbohe in shema yavor." Don't do it. Like you said, it'll end up being a sheker. I swear I'm going to learn this mesechta by Pesach. Then something happened, you got to go on a trip, and then it didn't end up doing it. Right? So then he tends to stay away from it. The Ron. What? Right, I know. Right. He's writing, you're right, yes. He's telling you to be...
No, because the minute you stroll today, you don't hear people saying, I swear to God.
Yeah, hopefully.
It's not part of our language.
Yeah, it shouldn't be, right. But you see the time we showed them was a real issue. And earlier it was apparently a real issue. It's less. People are still, it's less. Well, it's a different problem. You look in the Ron and Shua's... The Ron on the Riff and Shua's Chaf Halav Beis and Page Chaf Halav Beis and Page of the Riff writes the Iki Incha the Parshi Mishua Filu Bekusta Lo Boy Ustaba, and the person will give the money instead. And even a Dayan, if possible, the Smag writes in Zimakuf Chaf Gimel 56 Tzrichim Hadayanin LaHarchik Mei Mashua Becholay Echolas. Even the Dayanim should try and avoid, sometimes it's unavoidable, but should try and avoid that person taking a shua. That's how seriously they took it. And the Rambam himself, just pointing this out, in Perek Yud Beis, Alef Yud Beis, the very end of Hilchos Shavuos, the Rambam himself, right? And again, the Rambam was the one who said it was okay, but he says, V'tova gedola hoya la'odem shelo yishava klal. Even the Rambam seems to be better than not to avoid it. Okay, and if you had to take the shul, you should feel bad about it, but certainly keep your words. Okay, and the Shari Tshuva Ben Yonah, Shar Gimel, Mem Hey, but also the Shava Chinam, keyword is Chinam. Afa Pi Shunish Balaimis, don't swear for no reason, even if it's true. I swear to God, I'm coming tomorrow. I was here today, I spoke to him this morning. It's just stay away from it. Okay, on the other hand, clearly, there are times when shul is necessary and helpful. Okay, so we can't eliminate it altogether. The Rashbo is a Tshuva, okay, in 59. The Rashbo writes, and there was a collection of the Chuas Rashbo, which originally were thought to be from the Ramban. And then I discovered later it was Rashbo. It was a Talmud Ramban. So they're called the Chuas HaMiuchosos. It's one of the volumes of the Chuas Rashbo. Charles the Chuas Ramban HaMiuchosos Ramban. It was originally ascribed to the Ramban. All right, so in Reish Pei Beis. Shelo, Hod Itzan B'chenveni U'polim, Shneem Nishboim Anotlin Malabayas, and so on. Okay, what happened to the concern of Shua? How could they make a Shua? It's your question, basically. I mean, we said Shomrim and all. What's going on? So Rashbo writes, "Him came the whole Shua number Lama came. The Lama Tziv Sator Shua Hashem Tiyeh Ben Shneim. Shemata Omer Shanit Ba Omer Emes Al Tashbiyehu. Shemata Choshesh Shema Yisrael Shaker. Atom Maybe Akom De Onshim." Ella Shemitzol Ishava Lekayim Kol Dover Bishmo Yisala. He learned under those circumstances to swear by the name of Hashem. Ukedei Losim Shalom Bein Anoshim Ulahafis Daitam, and maybe you could throw into use it of Echol Hashem also with the goy. Then they Tiknu Kain Shema Yodach, and maybe you know if you're afraid to take an oath, so you'll actually admit if you're not telling the truth, you won't do it. You know, what they do is when they make someone take an oath, the Gemara discusses Mashiach, they're ma'ayim the person. You know, they shake you up. You know, it's taking a shul is a serious matter. I'm talking about a shul and a bezdin. Okay, they would really, you know, they would, ma'ayim and of us are sure. They would try and make the person, you know, frightened. I printed it. If you take a look back at 40, okay, based on the Gemara, look back at 40, the end of the Psikta Rabasi there in Pesach Chavpeis, which I didn't read before, but I'll look at the last two lines of 40, and we'll move to finish up. Amar Simon, it named Mamash Bias Adam, with nose to the front of Nodos Menu Pachos, they would put in front of a person that they take a shua. A node is like, It's almost like it was from an animal, and they make it like into a like a cantina. They put water in it or something. Yeah. It was an animal stomach or whatever it was. Huh? What's the right word? What's one other word? Okay, flask of some sort, right? But it was a node, okay, and chauffeurs also. Why those things? So they would say to the guy, Esmol hayu maleim gidim atzamos. Just yesterday, this now hollowed out item was full of life, you know, had sinews and bones, as part of animal living, okay, but achsham hem rekos, and now they're empty. So too, kol misha nishbal hasheker lechaveru sofa lo teis reko mikol nechasov. Someone lies falsely, you're going to swear falsely, you're going to lose all your property, you'll be empty. And again, it would frighten you, you know. So it was a serious matter to take this rule, but getting back to the Rosh Bar, okay, but when it's necessary, you do. However, now coming to the issue. Right.
Parallel to the right.
And again, I would have a tweet about Chil Hashem also. You can go into the mix. However, without the Shem Hashem, okay, without the Shem Hashem, and this is my prayer's point, okay, I mean, you know, again, we don't, many people are casual about swearing too, and I don't think it's a great idea either, but that we do find in a number of places in Gemaras. I found a few Gemaras, there are more of them, but I printed these because, yeah.
You changed that from the Rosh Bar.
Yeah.
Didn't I think that they both swear one of them is definitely wrong?
Yeah, that's the back, yes, yeah. And therefore, you're right. Right. So that's what I was thinking. That's why I brought it in, because it's for Shav. And Shav means for no reason. One of them should give in and just pay. That's what it looks like, you know. But he says, nonetheless, if you have to, you have to. I hear the point. You're right.
You're
about to the other way. Yeah, that's true too. What?
It's like you're admitting guilt.
Yeah, but it's better to do that than to... Now, all this was told by Shul B'Shem. Yeah. These are all about swearing to God, just loosely swearing. So again, I think we should take away from that also. But there are Gemaras where we see that. Again, the case in the Gemara not that important. I just printed a few Gemaras here. In 60, Mar Brachas, Nun Heim and Aleph, the Gemara says, Ki ha dar malahim atchanus v'yehuda b'abilai. A certain woman said to the b'abilai, funny Gemara, Panecha domel v'gadle chazim v'malvei ribis. You look like a person who raises pigs and who lends money with interest. How a person like that looks, I'm not sure. But anyway, Amalei heimenusa l'didi tarvayu asir. I'm not allowed to do either of those things. What's heimenusa? So Rashi writes, Loshen Shua. Did I swear I wouldn't do either of those things, right? Be'emunah, heimenusa, shetayana seriously. Or the Gemara in Tainis, chav da'al amal aleph, eloze ish bar birta. He was a Gabbai Tztoka, and the people wanted, people avoided him because he was coming to Gabbai Tztoka, whatever it was. And one day he came to the Shuk, and it's Amalu Ashbatichu v'maya skitu. What are you involved in? Okay? And he was actually collecting money because his daughter needed money, but he was a Gabbai Tztoka. So, yeah.
What? Did the
guy already
stuck or stay away from
him? Yeah. Right. So he was, because he was coming to collect money for his daughter. Anyway, he got money for his daughter, but then he came across somebody else, and he asked, what are you involved in? I'm collecting for an orphan. Anyway, he gave them the money that, but he said, Ashmatichu, okay? And they said, I'm asking, say, Omalem Ha'avoda. What does that mean, Rashi? Ha'avoda, Shua. I swear, Shein Kod Minoviti, they get precedence over my daughter. Okay, so he gave it to them. So,
okay.
But the Lashon of Avoda, sure.
That was okay.
Apparently. Of places, well, they're not talking about our issue. These are just Gemaras that I searched for, and, you know, some people quote and so on in this context. Gemara Ksubas, Chavzayin Rebbeis also. He didn't say Avoda, but he said, where's it? Hamon Hazer. You've all come across these Gemaras. Rashi says, Hamon Hazer Shua here. Oh, these are all languages of an oath. Or Baba Basa, the very end of Baba Basa, Kuf Samu Vav and Amun Aleph. Then it's Gemara about the price of the birds that Yoledes had to bring and so on. Could you bring one set of birds for? He was supposed to bring one set of birds for each pregnancy, or it's okay to bring, you know, if you have five babies, you can bring one for five. Anyway, we want to drive the price down. So he said, Hamon Hazeh, I swear I'm going to pass this in this way unless they drive the price down. Anyway, so Hamon Hazeh, the Rashbam also says, Hamon Hazeh, the Beis HaMikdash Rashbam. Just trying to show you that in all these cases, they did swear. It wasn't with the name of Hashem. It was with other words that imply Shavua. Okay? And it seemed to be, okay, we don't find any criticism. Look who the speakers are. Mishum Gamliel, and blah, 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 you know. Not only that was okay. But the Chacham Sofer has a tshuva. We'll wrap up with this. The Chacham Sofer has a tshuva. Chelek Chosh Mishpat Simen Tzadi. Okay? Where he said, what is this whole business? Why are we careful? Mishalti Meitzvot HaGrosso 59. Okay? even a Shavuos Emes we consider to be a big Avera, and you know, and the cities, which is what it's all about. So he says, listen, and he quotes the same Chassidim in the cities, look, this is what Chazal tells us. But I found there's a pasuk also. He puts a pasuk in Koheles, Perek Tes, pasuk Bei 68, because it has Hakol Kasher Lekol Mikrech Halakhana. What Koheles is talking about is he's saying that everybody ends up in the same place. That's not our issue now, but notice the concept. La Tzadik La Rasha. We'll get to Tov Atar La Tomei. Zoveach Hashem Zveach. Katov Kachote. Hanishma and Kasher Shua Yurei. Okay, so he, the way the Chassam Sofer in this tshuva learns the pasuk, you see, there's someone who's a nishba, and that's on the side of, that's what the, you know, the opposite. That's like the chote, that's how the Chassam Sofer says it. And he goes through some of the sources we mentioned, like that's where I got some of the makaros. And he writes at the end, the second part, Elar Kochosh was Emes Hura Umar, the Ashrei Hanizav and Ishma. Okay, fortunate is a person who's you know, can stay away from it completely. Quotes of Chomos Halavavos. The Kitzur of Shulchan Aruch and Siman Samach Zayin to Beis writes Chen Yisrachik Me'ashua. If you had to, you have to keep your word. Okay, if you feel bad about it, you have to keep your word. Okay, and the Sefer Hasidim goes so far as to say, and our prayer, this boosts your point. Look what he says in Siman Tav Yud Zayin. I left it out before. I put it in. Misharogil Ishava Ve'Ein Adam Askicha LeDeshua Osel LeDabrimo. You shouldn't even associate with such a person who has that kind of flippant attitude to swearing in God's name. And finally, one of the Sefer Hasidim in Siman Yud, he says that it's important to train the children also. Okay, these are, it's very easy to fall into this. And he mentions various things, including Rechilas, Lashon Hara, and so on. And one of them is, in the second line in 72, V'chein lo yishba klal, v'shalo lahazke shem shom ha'atola, v'chol kayotze bazeh. Okay, because these are things that the children will see. He talks about chinuch in general. If a person is careful about that, his children will be careful about it too. So we see from here, the Chazal said, certainly to say I swear to God and so on, as some people sometimes do casually and flippantly, it certainly should not be allowed. And even to swear, I think, not using Hashem Hashem, but if it's done in a flippant, casual way, it would seem you should stay away from it, unless it's for some, again, we saw in those cases, you said it in Hamon, without the Hashem, and it boosts your point, then those circumstances would seem to be that it's okay. Okay, Hashem, good to go.